Roofworks.
What extras do you need for a proper roof replacement? Well, that's what we'll be talking about on this installment of The Works. Hi there. Joining me today is Holly Bowers, Executive Vice President at Roofworks, the local roofing company in Raleigh. Holly, a roof replacement is so much more than shingles.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's much more than just the surface. The shingles are the surface, right? That's the tippy top. But everything else that goes under it is actually even more important. So you have your underlayment, ventilation, making sure that your roof is vented properly is critical, because without proper ventilation, guess what you don't have? You don't have a manufacturer's warranty. There's a reason why they demand it, because if your attic isn't breathing properly, it's actually going to break that roof system down faster, which in turn means the longevity of the lifespan of those shingles, they're not going to last as long because they get too hot and they melt and it messes up the asphalt. So ventilation is critical. Gutter systems are critical because that gets the water off the roof and gets it away from the house. You have flashing. When we talk about flashing is anything on that roof where you've got an open hole per se. You've got, you know, plywood going against a wall. That's a crease. It's an opening for water to get inside that house. You've got a pipe running through the roof. It needs a pipe boot, because without a pipe boot, what happens? It's an open hole. So any penetration, anywhere where water can seep in, that's where that flashing detail is critical. And that's really the whole point of doing a new roof, is to keep the water out, right? You want to make sure that the water's out of the house and that house can breathe.
So there are several other things needed to make sure a roof is properly ventilated, and I'd imagine they are itemized in the roofing contract. That's a whole part of the
process, yeah. And actually what we do is that's built into our proposal. Line for line, scope for scope, these are all the things that we discuss on the front end, because we want to truly understand that our clients understand what we're installing and have everything wrote out, spec for spec, item for item, manufacturer detail for manufacturer detail, because once you sign that contract, that's what it is. And the whole point for us is to educate you to understand why these things are so important and critical for you to get the best roof job that you can possibly get.
And these are things like soffits and ridge vents and pipe boots. Another item are attic fans, and you suggest solar attic fans. Why are they so much better?
Yeah, they definitely don't. Solar fans are a much better technology that has been invented throughout the years. It's going to last you longer. And fans, as we talk, hip roofs, they don't have enough ridge for you to put ridge vent on only, and that to be a sufficient ventilation system. So depending on the architecture and the style of the roof depends on what type of ventilation system is going to work best for that particular home.
So for a roof to be properly ventilated, we use the terms intake and exhaust, right? So during the record-breaking temps we had this past summer, all that hot air is getting in, and we need to have a system in place for it to go out.
That's correct. And it comes in through the eaves, which that's where the soffits come in. And if you don't have soffits, we're installing soffits. Some homes have very small eaves that you can't really fit a soffit in there. So there's other products that you have eave intake vent. It's almost like a ridge vent, but it's along the eave. You can certainly put that system in. But you always want air coming up from the eaves and going out through the top.
Another thing needed for a roof is drip edge. What's the purpose of drip edge?
You don't see drip edge on new construction, but the whole purpose of drip edge is to actually keep the water from coming behind the gutter system and rotting out your fascia. So it's more important to have drip edge for the gutter system and for your fascia protection more than anything else.
I see. So drip edge supports the gutter system and getting the water away from the house. Are there instances where you might need a wider gutter?
Yeah. So gutters, the sizing of gutters depends on if you have residential structure, what the pitch of the roof is versus a commercial structure. all different types of gutters can be used. Typically, what the standard is on a residential single family, a pitched roof, would be a 5-inch gutter or a 6-inch gutter with what we put on is a 3x4 downspout. A lot of times you'll see a 2x3 downspout, and the biggest difference is we go with the bigger downspout, which allows that water to come off that roof line and get out of the gutters and get onto that ground faster. Smaller gutters and smaller downspouts don't particularly work if you've got a very steep pitch. Now, if you have a lower pitch, you can do a 5-inch gutter because you don't have as much water shedding. So a lot of it goes into play just depending on what type of roof that you have, depending on what the best gutter system is. But the whole point of the gutters, like we said, get the water off the roof, get it away from the house. You want to get that water away from the house. You don't want water coming down the downspout and then running across the foundation, because that's going to cause a lot of issues in your crawl space that you don't want. So it's very important, effectively, start from the top, get that roof done, make sure that roof is right and watertight, and then get the right gutter system so you can keep all that water away from the house.
I see in your website that you have a customized metal shop, too. Why have you decided to add that to your services at RoofWorks?
Oh, yeah. We use we fabricate a lot of our own metal panels for metal roof systems, copper. We can do a lot of accent pieces like chimney caps, copper domes, things like that. But we also fabricate our own flashing. So we can use a much better grade flashing doing that. And depending on what type of roof system that you put on, some require different sizes of flashing as well. And a lot of those are custom pieces that need to be made. Counter flashing is needed for any areas that you have brick or you have stone, and there's so many different things that JJ's making back there, and it's just great for us to have that because we can source it right here, make everything shop made, make custom pieces, which we run into a lot. Sometimes you'll see on roofs, you take shingles, the existing shingles off, and we see it a lot from new construction where the plywood was cut short, so there's a gap between the fascia and the actual plywood where it starts. We got to make custom drip edge to fill that gap to make sure everything is closed off once we also put plywood in there. So there's so many different situations that we run into, but having a sheet metal shop was something that we've wanted for a very long time because we need to fabricate all of these special accessory pieces that are needed for all the different types of roof systems that we're putting on.
We're talking about all the extras that are needed for a roof replacement. One that you provide for customers to choose the right shingle is an actual showroom.
Oh, yeah. And that's very important, especially nowadays with roof systems costing so much money. You need to have somewhere that you can go, that you can look at all the different options and understand all these roof components. So when you're spending $30,000 in a residential home, which is typically what it costs nowadays, that you know what you're signing up for. You get the choice. You get to look at samples and you get to pick the style and colors that you want. And it's a beautiful thing for us to have that. We're unique. We're special. We wanted to be right there with the storefront. We want to make sure the homeowners have somewhere to go where they can get educated and they make the choice. It's your money, your home. We want to make sure you get what you want.
You've also made roof repairs a huge part of your business. In fact, you have a separate division to handle any of those concerns, right?
We do. I mean, if you have any concerns, just call us. Let us get out there. We're going to do an honest assessment and tell you exactly what you need. We're never going to steer you in a direction that doesn't make sense or is not right for you or any kind of fraudulent activity. We're going to be honest with you and thorough, and we're going to give you multiple choices. We go out to homes all the time. They think they need a roof replacement, but they're not ready yet. Hey, we can certainly price the roof, which we do as a budget number, but we can get 5 more years out of this. All you need is a couple repairs. We send a repair team out. They wrap it up and call us back in 5 years. We'll keep budgeting that for you, and when you're ready, we're here.
And Holly, a lot of companies have maintenance plans, and you provide that as well. Why is this so important?
Well, the big thing is because roofs are investments. It doesn't matter if it's your home or if it's an HOA or if it's a business. And especially flat roofs are more vulnerable and prone to having issues because they're flat. water sitting on those roofs. And so you need to constantly have somebody out there taking a look at it. Anything can happen. You have other trades on these roofs. You've got tree limbs falling. You might have a windstorm, not even realizing that a shingle blew off. There's too many unknown factors. And once a year, that's a good look. Sometimes you need twice a year, but getting somebody out there that knows what they're doing, that's going to be honest with you, checking that roof system, it's absolutely worth the investment.
Yeah, and some of the squirrels you see invading your bird feeders
could be invading your roof. I'll tell you what, critters do so much damage. It's incredible to see some of the things that they've done. But they will get in there and they will chew their way right through that roof, pulling insulation out, creating holes in spaces that you didn't even realize were a problem. We see it all the time. Gutters overflowing, debris on the roof. That those are having a contractor out there getting on that roof system, all of those things can be maintained. When you don't clean your gutter system out, it creates tremendous damage. Not only to your gutters, that water backs up on the roof, it rots the fascia out. The water doesn't have anywhere to go, so you could have water problems around the foundation. So it's just minimal. It's minimal maintenance and repair. Just a gutter cleaning annually can go a long way.
Yeah.
And with our team getting up there cleaning gutters, we can also inspect the roof and let you know if we see any signs of any possible roofing issues or, you know, present roofing issues.
As you said before, a good roof prevents the water coming in, but it's not always obvious where the leak is coming from, and that takes some skill.
Oh, yeah, we're leak chasers. That's what we do every single day. Is that we're in here, and it's raining outside, and the phone's blowing up at the office, but leaks, it's very important. What we try to do is prevent you from having leaks so that when it does rain, you're not in a total spot of chaos calling a company because you have water already coming in. The whole point is to prevent water intrusion, but not necessarily always the case. So if you do have an active leak, call our team. We get you on the schedule. We get the guys out there. We can't always do repairs on site, but our whole intention purpose is to go out there and do that repair. But if it's something major, we can't. We need to give you time and, you know, for us to get an estimate together, time to come up with the funds. We can always try to do temp repairs. Temp repairs don't always work in situations where, for instance, on a leaking chimney, it's a vertical wall. You can't really tarp that too good because most likely water's still going to get behind it. But we do try to prevent any water intrusion at the time of visit. And if we can't do it that day, we'll certainly get right back out there if you approve the estimate and do a permanent repair for you.
Holly, thanks for explaining all the extras we need when we have a roof replaced. How can our podcast listeners get in touch with you?
Yeah, so call us at 919-852-2660 or visit us on the web at roofwerks.com.
For Holly Bowers, I'm Mike Slaman, and you've just heard The Works.
Roof Works.